This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
October is Free Wills Month, and we're all being encouraged to find out more about the importance of having a valid will, along with the impact that legacy gifts can make to the work of RNIB. Helen Smith is the head of legacy engagement for RNIB, and she joins me now. Welcome into RNIB Connect Radio, Helen.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And what kind of impact do legacy gifts have here at RNIB?
So huge. Approximately a third of the work that we're able to do is funded by gifts left in wills to us. And, you know, those are gifts of all shapes and sizes. So I think there's a bit of a misunderstanding that you have to be super rich to leave a gift to charity. Whereas in actual fact, it's a bit like Lego. You know, there's lots of little bricks that all come together to make something truly impactful and truly amazing happen for people who need us the most.
And when we say a gift, is there a minimum or a maximum amount that people can leave as a legacy?
No, absolutely not. No, we receive gifts of all shapes and sizes, and we also receive objects like classic cars or houses even. And some people choose to leave a set amount of money, so £1,000 or even £1 million. And other people choose to leave a percentage. And the beauty of leaving a percentage is that if your value of your estate changes in your lifetime, which everybody's does because house prices go up and down, or, you know, stocks and shares go up and down, whatever. But a percentage remains a percentage. So, for example, if I wanted to remember both of my children, I could leave them 40% each, and then I could leave the other percent to various causes, or maybe even to my nieces and nephews. But I know then that the essence of my gift will remain true, even if the value changes.
Changing or updating your will can seem quite overwhelming. How easy is it to include a charity in your will, and when's a good time to update or even get started with a will if you haven't got one in place?
So I would say that, you know, to make a will as soon as possible in life is the best possible time. But there are key moments in people's lives that trigger the will making process. So, for example, getting married, having children, moving house, getting divorced, grandchildren, buying a property abroad, all these things, any sort of life stage change tends to trigger. And I would say that if you haven't got a will and you do have children, then go and get one, please, because everybody seems to think that if they haven't got a will, then their children will go to their parents or will be looked after by their sisters or aunties or whatever. And that's really not always the case. Quite often, children end up in the social care system if guardians aren't named in a will. So we really need to push home the message that it's vitally important, if you have dependents, to get a will in place. And it is easy. You know, it's as easy as an online form. In some cases, some people choose to do it that way. And we provide a free online service for people to use. And there's no obligation to leave a gift to RNIB. But of course, we're delighted, and we provide the service in hope that people will do just that. Or, of course, we can arrange for people to see a solicitor. And in some cases, we can arrange home visits as well. So there's lots of different ways to do this. And you're right, people put it off. People think it's going to be complicated, it's going to be expensive, it's going to be a bit of a hassle. But it's nothing like the hassle that will be faced by people that are left behind if you die without a will. So for the good of people that you love and leave, then get one in place.
And you talk about the support that RNIB can offer. Is it an accessible process, actually making changes to a will and creating a legacy?
It is indeed, yes. And we do also have a guide on how to make your will, which contains all sorts of information about different types of gifts, things you might want to consider. And that's available in large print, audio and braille. And the online service is also accessible. And as I say, home visits or solicitors, we work with carefully chosen partners that understand and can meet accessibility needs of people that want to make their will through those services.
Well, where can we find out more information about leaving a legacy gift to RNIB?
Absolutely. So all the information's on our website. You can also contact our team by email at giftsinwills@rnib.org.uk. And we also have a wonderful relationship manager, Luke McDonald, who's available to speak to anybody who might have any questions or queries about leaving a gift. And there's also a lot of online support for people who might want to consider complexities about the will. So, for example, inheritance tax. And there can be tax benefits to leaving a gift in your will, whereas it lowers your inheritance tax rate if you hit certain criteria. So, you know, there's a lot of things to consider, but I would just say, think about it if you haven't got one. If you're going through any of those life stages, make sure it's up to date. And we're here to help and point you in the right direction should you need any advice.
Helen Smith, Head of Legacy Engagement for RNIB. Thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.